The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, staying with the theme of machines and technology giving humans a run for their money in the workplace, an article in The Telegraph in the UK this week caught our eye. It described a visit by some industry chief executives, including the boss of Ford, to China. It went on to describe how stunned they were by the advances in robotics there, describing whole factories staffed almost entirely by robots. So just how far has China come in terms of robotics? And is the West, and indeed Ireland, managing to keep up? Joining me now in studio is Brian Cooney, Managing Director of KUKA Robotics in Ireland. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme. Just how far ahead when it comes to manufacturing and the use of robots in that and automation, how far ahead is China?
So there's been a state-sponsored programme, you know, going back to 2015. So the article in The Telegraph was probably not really a surprise to those of us in the industry. So this state-sponsored programme started in 2015 and it was called Made in China 2025. It's actually a programme that was probably about 10 years older than that when it was first visualised. But that programme has identified that there is a demographic problem in China, that there is an aging population, that they need to move from a society and an economy that was based on low value, labor intensive jobs into high value, you know, automated
jobs. So they threw a load of money and resources and subsidies at companies to build robotic capability.
They fired a load of money at this here. So, I mean, over that period of time, it's estimated that it's in the region of $1.4 trillion.
And in terms of how many robots are being produced around the world for the purposes of manufacturing, the Chinese are churning out, am I right in saying, more than the rest of the world put together?
So China is the highest volume user of robotics worldwide. So last year they probably installed around about 300,000 robots. And to put that in context, in the US, they only put in 34,000 robots, and in the UK, only 2,500 robots. And if we look actually at robot density, which is probably a more important measure, China have about 567 robots per 10,000 workers. The US, probably about 307. In the UK, only 119. In Ireland, only about 54.
So there's a big difference there. The descriptions of some of these factories, first of all, they describe, there's one EV maker called Zeekr, and it can churn out 800 electric vehicles a day. And the robots essentially come up from the ground. They're dark factories because this, the precision of the machines is so good, they don't even need to have the lights on.
Yeah, that's correct. And they're probably an exemplar of how that might be done. In reality, automotive is probably one of the most heavily automated processes globally. But the Chinese have taken that to the nth degree. So they've looked at processes, you know, within the car manufacturing operations, you know, which take all the standard operations out, but add more and more in.
What about so-called humanoid robots and the use of robots in the home and in retail and in other places like that?
Yeah, so humanoid robots, you know, tend to make the press a lot and the media a lot because of the scare factor and the attraction factor.
One of them can dance and flip a burger.
They can dance and flip burgers and so on, you know, but the reality of it is that it's still very much a fledgling industry. It's not one that we should dismiss lightly because it's coming. Yeah, but at the moment, the accuracy, you know, and the usability of humanoid robots is just not there.
If Europe doesn't catch up with this, what are the implications?
This is a real wake-up call, not just for Europe, but for the whole Western world. You know, if we have, you know, countries like China investing so heavily in automation, you know, and bringing down, I mean, from a point of view of economic growth and cost competitiveness, you know, we are so far behind, you know, the races now at this stage, you know, that to not wake up and to invest and get governments to invest.
And your own company, KUKA, what do you do?
So we're a global manufacturer of industrial robots. We're one of the top four in the world. We're actually Chinese owned now since 2017. And we manufacture robots, you know, that are used within industrial manufacturing sectors, within all manufacturing sectors.
And the applications, I mean, I'm talking a lot about car manufacture, but it is a lot of other things as well.
It's everything. It's every form of manufacturing that you can think of, whether it's medical devices, whether it's food and beverage, whether it's palletizing boxes of butter, whether it's, you know, welding, agricultural machinery, it's everything.
And it seems to be advancing at quite a pace. Brian, you've been in the industry for 30 years.
Is this
the most extraordinary time, the biggest moment of change?
Yeah, when I first came into robotics 30 years ago, it was unheard of in the country. Yeah. And in the first, say, 20 years of that, you know, the form and the breadth of industrial robots probably didn't change an awful lot. But the last 10 years has seen phenomenal change, particularly as per your previous articles, you know, in relation to the use of AI and machine learning and vision technologies. It's a vastly different scene now than it was even 10 years ago.
Okay, well, it's certainly moving at a pace. Brian Cooney of KUKA, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.